There are more than 7 billion people on planet Earth, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's a fact. Infertility, it would seem, in the human species is not the number one planetary concern. But this fact is of little solace to women around the world trying to choose when to have kids and to figure out their chances of getting pregnant. Such questions, from culture to culture and place to place, are subject to the speculative theories of folk medicine, myths handed down from generation to generation, and sometimes simply junk science. For American women who have grown up believing that prime childbearing years are in their 20s and early 30s, and that by 40, fertility drops off to the point that you might assume childbearing is unlikely, if not impossible, well, a clock is ticking. But it might not be a biological clock. Let's go for some facts here. Dr. Ann Steiner is professor in the School of Medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Dr. Steiner, welcome.
Thank you.
What message are women in their early 30s getting from doctors, from authoritative sources of information on fertility, of their likelihood of having kids in their 30s?
Well, I think most people are not given specific numbers, but in general advise that fertility does tend to decline in women after age 30 in a gradual fashion, and more drastically in the late 30s.
And so the CDC says many women are waiting until their 30s and 40s to have children. In fact, about 20% of women in the United States now have their first child after 35. And this leads to age becoming a growing cause of fertility problems. About one third of couples in which the woman is older than 35 years have fertility problems. That scares women.
Yes, I think it does. And I think it has a lot to do with the difference, honestly, in our scientific terms of incidence and prevalence. If you think about the fact that over time, having infertility can build up, you can get to, at the time point in over age 35, a third of women having infertility. But if you look at it from the perspective of, I've never had fertility issues and now I'm trying, what is my likelihood of having infertility? That's a very different question. And it is going to be likely lower than a third. So I think definitely after a year, and actually the American Society for Reproductive Medicine would say after 6 months, one should consider seeing a specialist.
All right. That's Dr. Ann Steiner, professor in the School of Medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Hold on there. We also have with us Erin White Ulvey, a 31-year-old mother of twins. Congratulations, Erin.
Thank you so much.
So who started your biological clock ticking?
You know, I think it really became a concern for me when I was about 29 and visited for my annual checkup. And my doctor pointed out that if I wanted to have, you know, more than one child, that I should start thinking about having it soon because my fertility would start declining after 30.
And did you make a decision on the basis of that checkup?
Actually, my husband and I were engaged at the time, and we decided that we were going to start trying for children sooner. We got lucky and had a big surprise in that we got pregnant with identical twins without trying at all. But we definitely wanted to make sure that our timeline would accommodate having more than one child. So we were planning on trying earlier than we might have had we known that, you know, it wouldn't be as hard as we thought it could be.
Do you think the fertility industry, doctors, with cautious information are trying to scare women? Or do you think women scare women by repeating these stories over and over again and paying a lot of attention to Time magazine, for instance, which put this on the cover one time?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. I wouldn't say that my doctor tried to scare me. I think that he was trying to present me realistic options, that it was easier to have, if you wanted to have a big family, it was easier to start early. I do think that among my friends, making decisions about career and those kind of things, I think talking about it and looking at media reports, there is kind of a collective panic when you hit 30 and you do want to have a family of when do you start and how soon and what kind of decisions do you make that possible.
But you're way ahead of the game right now, Erin.
I did. We got a big surprise bonus.
All right. Hold on there. Dr. Ann Steiner, so on this question of panic when you're 30, it's more like panic when you're 40, even if panic is probably the wrong word in both cases.
I agree. I think we need to start shifting a little bit that kind of fearful time period. I really do think in the 30s, we should be aware in the early 30s that it's not indefinite, but I think I need to get my rear in action. That kind of thing is more towards the end of the 30s.
Talking to Dr. Ann Steiner on her Skype connection there at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Dr. Steiner, could you comment on a report in the Atlantic magazine, which really motivated all of this, at least on our staff, that some aspect of the statistics that are used to describe this precipitous drop in probability in the 30s came from some data in France from, you know, centuries ago.
Well, I think how we used to do our studies is we go and we would look at different populations and we'd say how many women or how many couples in this population want to be pregnant right now and are not pregnant. So these are kind of cross-sectional data. Whereas now we're doing studies, we're enrolling couples who are just starting to try to get pregnant and follow them and see how long it takes them to get pregnant. Most of these studies enroll women that don't have a problem with infertility because we know that they, if somebody has problems or is infertile, that they are already infertile and there's no need for them to be in our study. So it all depends on the question that you're asking. If you're asking a question, what is my likelihood of getting pregnant, then the studies that we're doing now is more appropriate. If you're asking what is the prevalence or how big is this problem of infertility in our society, those cross-sectional studies are still relevant.
All right. So finally, then, it appears that as you enter your 30s, your chances of getting pregnant if you try for a year are something on the order of, 89% if you're healthy. It slips down to 78% by the time you get to 40 and then drops pretty significantly after that. Is that factual, Dr. Steiner?
I don't think that's unreasonable if you're talking about if you've never had problems in the past. And more than likely, I think those numbers may be slightly inflated because most of them include women that have gotten pregnant before. If you've never been pregnant before, you may have infertility issues, or if you've never tried before, you may have infertility issues and you may not know it. And it may have nothing to do with reproductive aging. So I think those numbers are probably more applicable to couples that have had kids before, and the numbers may be slightly lower at age 40 or in the late 30s for women that have never tried before.
So Aaron White, you can really, really chill out here until you're...
Absolutely. I plan on chilling out. I think two is enough for me right now.
Aaron White will be, congratulations, a 31-year-old new mother of twins, and Dr. Ann Steiner is associate professor at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'd love to hear your stories on this question of fertility and how terrified you are in your 30s that you won't ever have any kids, particularly if you're interested in career. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, if your hand is on the phone to call the media to blow the whistle on the latest drone attack or Social Security scandal or some classified information about corn over at the Department of Agriculture, be careful. You may be an enemy of the United States. More about that in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.